Joseph Smith had 34 wives.
Rob Civolka goes for the jugular in his polemic outside the headquarters of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The church disavowed polygamy in 1890, but Latter-day Saints, also known as Mormons, hear this kind of thing a lot.
Put on your bigly paper and...
Civolka's evangelical group is one of many in America trying to persuade Mormons that their faith is wrong.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you so much.
Civolka is married to a former Latter-day Saint. He says he loves Mormons, but...
I consider them to be false Christians. Now that is categorically in contrast to what the Bible teaches.
And he says the Mormon Church emphasizes Jesus to lure converts.
I'm concerned about my own Christian brothers and sisters that are getting hoodwinked into joining this, what I would call a cult.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints rejects the charge. It says the teachings of its 19th century prophet, Joseph Smith, are consistent with the Bible, but Smith's writings de-emphasized original sin and said believers could achieve divine status. Mormon history professor J.B. Hawes says non-Mormons did not like the message.
Joseph Smith's work was not intentionally, but that it ended up being polarizing.
It's the Gardner home.
A historical theme park recreates the lifestyle of Mormons who fled to Utah after Smith's murder in 1844.
How do you think you'd sleep on that bed?
Jennifer Leeds says some non-Mormons think the church still practices polygamy.
They ask how many moms I have, and I respond, I only have one, and I also have one dad.
Civolka carries on his crusade, but when it comes to politics, he supports Mitt Romney for president, albeit grudgingly.
Yeah, I could certainly trust him to a certain extent. I certainly wouldn't trust him with my eternal soul.
Jesus Christus ist für uns gestorben.
Mormons themselves admit it would be hypocritical for them to condemn proselytizing. They go as missionaries to far-flung lands and knock on doors of prospective converts. Eric Johnson and a fellow evangelical are giving Mormons a taste of their own medicine in a majority Mormon town. And they get a taste of rejection.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a nice day.
I love it when missionaries come to my house. I don't slam the door in their face.
Johnson came to Brigham City, Utah, as its residents were celebrating the construction of a new temple.
We don't believe we are anti-Mormon because if we didn't care about Mormon people, then we wouldn't even be doing this.
Sometimes the best approach is just to ignore them.
And sometimes it's not.
Man, you'll never be a mother god.
You're an idiot.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
You know, who pays people like you? You're a jerk.
Tensions between Mormons and evangelical Christians go all the way back to the founding of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But with an election coming up, they seem to be willing to put aside at least their theological differences. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Salt Lake City, Utah.